We check in with House District 34's freshman representative from the Capitol, and Haines students return and ready for state competitions. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. It's about a third of the way through the legislative session in Juneau right now. The first legislative session for new representative of District 34, Jonathan Christ Tompkins. The freshman representative spoke with us Thursday about several topics, including the fast pace of the 90-day legislative session.
Yeah, you have to be Sonic the Hedgehog to keep pace with the legislature this session. It's warp speed. It's crazy. And a lot of that goes to the 90-day session, I'd say. And I obviously wasn't around during the days of 120-day sessions, but certainly talking with folks who've seen both, a lot of this breakneck pace owes to the 90-day session. And it's really concerning. I mean, I'm just seeing on a day-to-day level the public process perhaps not happening to the degree it should. Vetting of bills, vetting of budgets, vetting of programs, like the diligence that I think we'd expect of our legislature in crafting a budget and overseeing agencies just isn't happening because there's not the time.
That was especially true, Christ Tompkins said, in the recent quick passage by the House and Senate on a bill that relaxes wastewater regulations on cruise ships.
The cruise ship bill, no pun intended, sailed through the legislature. Clinkett and Haida wasn't able to get out their resolution on the cruise ship bill. Clinkett and Haida Central Council wasn't able to get out their resolution on the cruise ship bill until the morning it came to the House floor. So I was barely able to speak to it, and certainly Clinkett and Haida didn't have the opportunity to raise concerns when it was in committee. UFA, United Fishermen of Alaska, didn't have the opportunity to raise that group's concerns with the cruise ship bill until it had left the House. So I think the process is it's a little too fast in that groups and constituencies that are incredibly affected by some of these pieces of legislation simply don't have the time to organize and react and be able to speak their piece on legislation that affects their lives every day. So that's a problem.
Representative Christ Tompkins said the fast pace of the legislature is also affecting other bills that would seem to have less controversy.
Yesterday, on Wednesday, the House, we had our House meets Monday, Wednesday, Friday for floor session, and House Bill 52 was on the House floor. And House Bill 52 is a bill that relates to the PFD. Its intent is to allow service members who've been out of state for more than 10 years on active duty to continue to collect the PFD if they can demonstrate their intent to return to the state. It's a very honorable intent, and the spirit is certainly good. But House Bill 52, after a lot of hairy discussion during various at-eases, got pulled from the House floor yesterday because there are just parts of the bill that weren't fully thought through and weren't fully vetted in the committee process. And I think that's an indicator that legislation is just rushing through when you've got to pull it from the House floor because language in the bill literally was not written in a way that sort of fully considered its impact. So in a lot of ways, the process feels a little too fast, and, that's a bummer.
We'll have more on our discussion with Representative Christ Tompkins on Monday, including his reasoning for joining the Bush Caucus, a bipartisan group of legislators focused on advocating for rural and coastal communities. The Haines Drama Debate and Forensics team returned from the state meet in Anchorage this week, where the team made a strong standing against state schools, large and small. All schools compete against each other at the state DDF meet, which then determines their ranking among the small, or 1A, 2A, 3A schools, or the large, 4A schools. Senior Patrick Henderson took top honors as best speaker among the debate entrants. The team of Henderson and his brother Royal Henderson made it to the quarterfinals of the competition and placed fourth overall. Zayla Asquith-Hines and Jenny Humphrey placed third overall in duet acting. And the Reader's Theater team of Asquith-Hines, Tia Hayward, and Polly Bryant placed seventh overall. While a good showing, Coach Gershon Cohen said that was a surprise for the team, who went into the final round ranked first for their performance.
It was certainly considered the piece to beat by everyone at the tournament. the looks I got from coaches around the room when they announced the placement was just one of absolute shock, because everyone who saw it thought this is clearly the best readers in the whole tournament. Somehow or another, the three judges that they had in the final round gave it a 7, a 7, and a 5.
The team as a whole did well despite illness of some members, Cohen said. Although it helped, they were chaperoned by Dr. Julia Hines. It was also the last meet for seniors Tina Hayward, Royal Henderson, and Patrick Henderson. Cohen said the judging and organization of the state meet left the team disappointed, as evident by the odd placing of the Reader's Theater team in the finals. Cohen said several schools outside Anchorage were disappointed in the quality of the judging at the state meet.
Once again, the judging at state is just so challenging for any school not from Anchorage, that the fact that we did as well as we did shows how well we really did. Because, there were just a certain number of wins that we could not be denied.
Combined with the expense of traveling to the meet and other organizational problems with the meet hosts, Cohen said the team discussed the experience afterward, and he is leaning toward not bringing the Haynes team to state next year.
We raised a tremendous amount of money from the community to go to this tournament. And to go up there and have so many things about the tournament really be inferior to what we know it could be, we decided that next year we think we're going to try to find a different tournament to go to.
Cohen said there are high school DDF invitationals where the cost could be comparable and the quality of the meet a better experience for the students. The state meet is hosted by University of Alaska Anchorage Seawolf Debate Program. And in other state academic news, in a little follow-up to a story from our last newscast, the Chilkat Valley News is sponsoring the local Spelling Bee champion to travel to the state Spelling Bee in Anchorage on March 1st. Newspaper publisher and editor Tom Morfitt said it made sense for the Chilkat Valley News to sponsor the Valley's top speller, fifth grader Jaden Rettinger, since the newspaper is an advocate of the written word.
I think academics is important. I think spelling is important. Every time we make a mistake in the newspaper, a typo, my wife points it out to me.
The Chilkat Valley News gave Rettinger $1,000, the amount his family estimated it would cost for them to drive and stay in a hotel during the state spelling bee. The family had been scrambling the last week to decide if they could make the trip. The Haynes Spelling Bee champ for the past several years was able to attend the state meet thanks to the American Legion Women's Auxiliary. But the group did not have enough funds this year to sponsor the trip, giving cash prizes instead. So the Rettingers were trying to raise money on their own, but only had a couple weeks to raise the funds for the March 1st meet. The school district does not pay for students or athletic teams to travel to compete in state tournaments. Although because of the crunch for time, Superintendent Michael Beyer said the district was willing to pay Jaden's way, and then the family could reimburse the district with a fundraiser when they returned. Jessica Rettinger said she declined that offer because she couldn't guarantee how much money a fundraiser would bring in. Morfitt said he can't promise the newspaper will be able to sponsor the Spelling Bee every year, and maybe other efforts can be made with more time to prepare in the coming years. But for now, Morfitt says it gives Rettinger a chance to concentrate on his second attempt at a state championship.
Time is kind of the essence, and I think Jaden should be worrying about spelling right now and not selling cookies or making spaghetti. And, I think it's a mark of our civic progress that we can send an academic champion, to compete. And who knows? We might have a state winner.
The winner of the state spelling bee is guaranteed a trip to Washington, D.C. in May to participate in the National Scripps Spelling Bee. And now for our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered, here's local writer Alexandra Feit.
When friends from down south ask me about the best months to visit Haynes, I generally say June or July. But secretly, my favorite month is February. It might be hard to explain to visitors, but February is when the days start getting longer, yet we still have enough dark to enjoy slow evenings by the fire, reading, chatting, and cooking elaborate meals. Friends still have time to meet up for a cup of tea or come by for dinner. February is also the month I start to hike up. There is enough light and generally enough snow that I feel more comfortable trying to get up Riley or Rapinski. It is still winter, but knowing I have made it well over the hump, I now start to enjoy whatever the weather brings. February is the month I got engaged and the month I got married. That was a big snow year, and we fondly remember shoveling 5 feet of snow off the cabin deck and working daily to pack down a nice trail for the wedding party. We snowshoe to our wedding and now snowshoe annually to our special spot, sometimes bringing a group of celebratory friends with us. In February, Haines is still a quiet town. I can walk for hours with only a car or two on the road, and people I meet on my walk will sometimes stop what they're doing and join me. This morning, I started to panic. In a few weeks, the light will be running back. We will spring ahead an hour, and the rush towards summer will start. People will be returning to town, more cars will be on the road, and my head will spin with all kinds of summer projects. The leisure of this lovely, slow, dark time will fade away. While I get jealous sometimes of my friends who see the sun on a regular basis and who don't need a closet full of gear to leave their house, right now I feel grateful for our extremes. I realize how lucky I am to have this downtime every year, how important this slow time is, and honestly, I am already starting to miss those long, dark evenings.
For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friednauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.